Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
WWE Universe, the D-Loop podcast is now a brand affiliate of WWE Shop with Fanatics. Get all of your latest merchandise from your favorite WWE superstars and wear them proud. So if it's CM Punk, the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes, L.A. Knight, the Tribal Chief Roman Reigns, or legends like The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and Bret the Hitman Hart, again, you can get all of your favorite merchandise over at wrestling.thedlupodcast.com. Again, that's wrestling.thedlupodcast.com to get all of your favorite merchandise at WWE Shop with Fanatics.
This podcast is a Bleav Network and Luciete production.
Welcome to another edition of the D-Loop Podcast, brought to you by Bleav Network. I'm your host, Darren T. Lewis, and WrestleMania week is here. Oh my goodness, here we are again. We're just, as this show drops on April 4th, we're approximately 2 days away from the granddaddy of them all, WrestleMania 40, taking place at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I am beyond excited, beyond words, that Mania is here. You know, we've been counting down ever since last WrestleMania, of course, when I was out there in Los Angeles. And here we are. And I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. And I'm going to be talking about WrestleMania, the whole entire card, breaking it down, more of a preview show as we're going to do today, and giving my predictions of the show. Gabby's off this week. She has some things, some personal things she had to attend to. So, you know, kudos to Gabby for, again, all that she does for the show. She'll be back soon. But WrestleMania, obviously, it's more than just, okay, WWE running events, of course, because, you know, they have SmackDown in the Hall of Fame, 2 days of WrestleMania. Of course, they have the NXT Stand and Deliver. That's the morning of WrestleMania Saturday. And then, you know, obviously, the 2 days of WrestleMania, then they have Monday Night Raw. So WWE is going to be all over Philadelphia, but other promotions will be here too. The Japanese promotion Stardom, it's the all-women's promotion, they're going to be in Philly. GCW, they're going to be all over Philadelphia. Ring of Honor is going to be in Philly. I mean, there is going to be a lot of wrestling, independent wrestling that's happening. So, you know, go online, you know, and check out all the events that's happening. You know, obviously WrestleCon is happening at the Sheraton, I Bleav, hotel in downtown Philly, in Center City. In addition to obviously WWE World, you know, and the Superstore is going to be at the Pennsylvania Convention Center in Philadelphia. So again, a lot of goings on this weekend, you know, in Philadelphia for WrestleMania week. But as I stated, you know, I'm going to be giving my predictions, you know, regarding, you know, the big the show of shows, as they like to call it. And to be truthful, you know, it's an action-packed card. And obviously, a lot of the undercard came together maybe the last couple of weeks or so. And, you know, I'm really excited to see, you know, some people, you know, get some shine. But let's talk about this Friday's SmackDown. That's going to feature the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And here are the participants. And I'm going to give you my prediction once I name all the participants in this Battle Royal. Andrade, Ricochet, Chad Gable, Bronson Reed, Shinsuke Nakamura, Omos, Apollo Crews, JD McDonough from the Judgment Day, Otis, Akira Tozawa, Ivar, Julius and Brutus Creed, Cedric Alexander, Ashante the Adonis, Elton Prince and Kit Wilson of Pretty Deadly, Cameron Grimes, Saga, and Veer. And to be honest, there's only one man that sticks out to me that needs this win more than anybody that's in this battle royal, and that man is Big Bronson Reed. And I feel as though that he can gain some momentum, you know, winning this battle royal, and because he was the last thrown out last year by Bobby Lashley in Los Angeles, which I was in attendance for. So I think Bronson Reed winning this battle royal can really, really do good things for him. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. That's my prediction. Big Bronson Reed, as my girlfriend likes to call him, the meat guy. So let's talk about night one of WrestleMania. And like I said, I'm just going to go through each match, give, you know, just a little bit of backstory, and then ultimately my prediction. Now, I don't know whether these matches are going to be in order or not. I'm just going to just see, you know, just call as I see them. But Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch for the Women's World Championship. And obviously, there's a lot of meat on the bone. You know, obviously, Becky is doing the, I don't want to say the comeback trail type thing, but she's really working the underdog, I would say the underdog right now. And Rhea Ripley has been this dominant champion over a year. Now, obviously, she won the SmackDown Women's Championship last year at WrestleMania from Charlotte Flair. Then, of course, it got rebranded as the Women's World Championship. So she has been champion for over a year. She just passed the year mark on April 1st. So in this instance, I truly believe that Becky Lynch does not need this win. And I feel as though that Rhea Ripley going over it is only going to make Rhea's championship reign stronger by beating a former WrestleMania main eventer, former multi-time women's world champion in Becky Lynch. And I think the match is going to be great. It's going to be top quality. But I feel as though that, you know, Becky, you know, she did indicate, you know, in some interviews that she's been doing on her book tour. And shout out to Becky Lynch and in her recently released book, which I'm going to be purchasing soon. I heard it's a very, very good read for those that are in the wrestling space, stating that the book is an excellent, excellent read. So I will definitely get that. But she did mention in some interviews that she has about 2 months left on her contract. Now, what that means, again, I don't know, but I cannot foresee WWE having her win the match at WrestleMania and she has 2 months left on her contract. I just can't see that happening. I'm looking at it from purely a business perspective, and I think that Rhea Ripley winning the match, I think, will be good business either way. So, still Women's World Champion Rhea Ripley. Up next, we have Gunther versus Sami Zayn. And what I've been enjoying about this feud and this program is the fact that obviously Gunther, in this dominant run, his reign as the Intercontinental Champion over 660 days, which is insane that he's been champion for so long, but he's been really putting in the work. And Sami Zayn is, again, doing the underdog deal. And, you know, obviously Chad Gable, you know, being his coach, so to speak, in regards to coaching him up. And the vignette they showed this past Monday was freaking excellent. I loved it. And really trying to fire up Sami Zayn, you know what I mean? And they were doing all types of drills in the ring and riding the bike and doing the exercise. But, you know, all these type of the Stairmaster thing. They were a lot of things they were doing. They were trying to, you know, to really put in the work and really sell this match. Then, of course, Gunther, you know, attacking Sami Zayn after his match against Bronson Reed this past Monday on Raw, you know, adds more fuel to the fire. That being said, Gunther retains the Intercontinental Championship. And what I think happens is that on Monday, this Monday on Raw, I think Gunther will take on Chad Gable, and Gable will win the Intercontinental Championship on Monday. And that Raw after Mania crowd is always rowdy. And I think that's the proper crowd for Chad Gable to win the title from. So I wouldn't want Sami Zayn as a 24-hour transitional champion. That just wouldn't be fair to him. You know, I have way too much respect for Sami Zayn to even put him in that. Why would you even do that? So I just think Gunther and Sami is going to put on a hell of a match. Don't get me wrong. I hope that, you know, that could be a potential show stealer. But to me, Gunther edges him out, retains the title, But I think he'll end up dropping it Monday to Chad Gable. All right. Now we have a six-pack tag team ladder match for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. Now, the champions are Finn Balor and Senior Money in the Bank, Damian Priest, defending against DIY's Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, The Awesome Truth of Miz and R-Truth, The New Day, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, and the new Catch Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. Now, I think this will be the best way to get the belts off of the Judgment Day. They had a decent run with the titles, and I think this can help Damian in some future plans, which I'll talk about later on in the show. But I think this will probably be the best way to put the titles on Miz and Truth. You know, I think it'll be a feel good, you know, story, you know, for R-Truth. You know, you figure Truth was injured last year. You know, he had a career threatening injury, and obviously Miz and Truth having, you know, history. You know, they main evented Survivor Series 2011 against The Rock and John Cena, and it'll be good. It'll be a very entertaining match. You know, a lot of risk taking, I'm sure. You know, but I think that'll be the way to go, in my opinion. That the Awesome Truth will walk out of there as the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions. Now, up next, we have Brother versus Brother. The third time in WrestleMania history that we have Brother against Brother, where Jey Uso will take on Mr. No-Yeet himself, Jimmy Uso. For those wondering, if you've been hiding under a rock or never watched wrestling before, you know, obviously the first Brother against Brother WrestleMania match was 30 years ago, man. Owen Hart versus Bret Hart, which was the opening match of WrestleMania 10. Then 15 years later at WrestleMania 25, you had Matt Hardy versus Jeff Hardy. And now, a mere 15 years later, we have Jimmy versus Jey Uso. And let me say, I think, again, you know, just like Gunther and Sami Zayn, I think this could be a potential show stealer. And to me, I think that so much storytelling is not going to be so much of the oohs and ahs in regards to moves. I think the storytelling aspect of it is going to really play a huge part in that. I was actually wondering if Rikishi was going to even be involved in this match, if he was going to be maybe sitting at ringside, or, you know, maybe the camera showing him and that type of thing, just seeing his boys, you know, going out there to wrestle. But Jey Uso, and I said this on Twitter, and I'm actually, shout out to Lovely Laveau. She's a huge advocate for a lot of wrestlers, you know, on, you know, just in general, especially on the indie circuit. And I've gotten to know her the last couple of years through social media, and she's one of the good ones out there. But she had this question on her Twitter about a couple of weeks ago as far as, like, who do you think needs to win more? And I said, to be honest, it's Jimmy Uso, because win, lose, or draw, Jey Uso is over with the fans. And when I mean over, I mean no matter what. They're throwing their hands up and down whenever he comes out. That, you know, you see the Yeet shirts out there. They're chanting Yeet. And I hope that the WWE starts selling those Yeet sunglasses. I know right now it's his own shades. They're blue. He writes Yeet in white letters across the front. I hope WWE, you know, gets on that and starts selling them, because I think that could be a huge seller. And I think it could be something like where Bret Hart used to give out shades to the fans before all of his matches. That'll be a good way to start selling those shades. But we'll see. But I think Jimmy Uso, with some outside interference from Solo Sikoa. Solo, because, you know, Solo was always there no matter what. Solo will cause some interference in that match, and Jimmy Uso will win. All right, now we have the six-woman tag that was just signed this past Friday. Well, we have Damage Control, which consists of Dakota Kai and the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, the Kabuki Warriors, Kairi Sane and Asuka, as they take on Bianca Belair, Naomi, and SmackDown's newest superstar, the storm is coming, Jade Cargill. And let me tell you, that visual that I saw last Friday night on SmackDown, legendary. Legendary, because the history books is going to look back at that moment and saying, wow. I mean, three strong women, three strong black women, standing at the end of SmackDown, pointing at the WrestleMania sign. There's going to be a lot of little girls looking at those three. A lot of them, and be inspired by that. I'm looking forward to the match. Obviously, this is Jade Cargill's first in-ring match, because obviously she was in the Royal Rumble, but she was in the Battles of Battle Royal. But I think in an actual match, I think she, you know, Bianca, Jade, and Naomi, they'll win that match. You know, obviously giving Jade her first win in WWE. And she'll probably end up pinning Dakota Kai. You heard it from me. That's my prediction. I think Jade Cargill, you know, the Bianca, Jade, and Naomi wins. Jade getting the pin on Dakota Kai. That's my prediction. And the match is going to be very entertaining, but it's really going to show, you know, Jade's dominance. I mean, because her stature, I mean, she's just, my goodness, like you, it's almost as if like, you cannot take your eyes off of her. Like when she, it's almost like the airport test, as they say, when you see somebody walking through the airport and you know they're a star. Yeah. Jade Cargill is a star. Just like Bianca Belair is a star. Just like Naomi is a star. But man, I am looking forward to this match, and I know it's going to be really, really good quality. Now we have the tag team match of Dirty Dom, Mysterio, and Santos Escobar. And they're taking on LWO's Rey Mysterio and the newest member of the LWO, Dragon Lee. Now, for those that, you know, that really keep up with the product and everything, you know, I'm sure everyone was wondering why did, first of all, I thought it would have been great for Santos's faction to take on Rey Mysterio's faction. They were all in the ring. That should have been a 4-on-4, you know, tag match, an 8-man tag, an 8-person tag or whatever. Or if you want to get the women involved, a 5-person tag. You know what I mean? A, you know, 10, well, I guess it was supposed to be a 5-on-5 tag match. That would have been great. But, you know, Dragon Lee, which, and again, he's going to be the future, you know, lucha star of WWE. You know, as Rey probably ends up, is going to probably start winding down. Again, I'm not in the know in regards to how much longer Rey is going to wrestle. He seems to be in incredible shape, you know, moving around pretty great. So, again, I don't know, but that being said, Santos and Dirty Dom, I think, are going to walk out with the win. And I believe Carlito is going to cost Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee the match, thus leaving the LWO. And his reasoning behind it is that, why didn't you pick me instead of Dragon Lee? Now you have a feud with Rey and Carlito, maybe going into the summer. So they have a few months that they can get some mileage out of a feud between those two. So that's my prediction. Santos and Dirty Dom getting their win at WrestleMania against Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee. Now we have the main event of night one. The final boss, The Rock, and the Tribal Chief and the reigning, defending, undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight Champion, the head of the table, the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, taking on the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, and the World Heavyweight Champion, Seth freaking Rollins. Of course, if Rollins and Rhodes wins, then, you know, of course, all members of the bloodline will be barred from ringside for night two for Cody and Roman. But if Rock and Roman Reigns wins, then night two will be held under bloodline rules. Anything goes. So, that being said, there's a line that The Rock told Seth Rollins a few weeks ago where he talked about how he could take that championship away from him just like that at the snap of the finger. I believe Seth Rollins turns on Cody and takes the pin to save himself and his championship reign. so we can have bloodline rules. Because again, I'm all about stacking the deck against the babyface to get the babyface sympathy, and then that babyface can work from underneath and overcome. That's my thought process. That's my theory in regards to how you really build that sympathy on a good guy is stack the deck against he or she. But I think to save himself, Seth Rollins is going to, I think he's going to turn on Cody and thus end up taking the pin in that match, you know, at the end of night one. So Rock and Roman Reigns will win. This episode of the D-Lew podcast is brought to you by Goalie Nutrition. As someone who's used Goalie for quite some time, I can tell you that they're not only very good, but they're very beneficial. My favorite are the Super Green Gummies. The Super Green Gummies are uniquely crafted with a spectrum of essential nutrients such as vitamins A, B12, folic acid, and thiamine. It supports a healthy liver function, healthy nervous and immune system, digestive health, a boost to your metabolism, and overall health and well-being. There are no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or colors from artificial sources. They're vegan-friendly, gluten-free, and gelatin-free. All loyal listeners of the D-Lew podcast get a special 10% discount at checkout. Go to goalie.com, use promo code D-L-E-W. That's goalie.com, use promo code D-L-E-W.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The main event of night number one. Now we move on to night two of WrestleMania. And in no particular order, I'm just going to just put it out there right now. Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre for the World's Heavyweight Championship. Now, there are two scenarios that I have, and please bear with me as I really go through this and explain. So, there's a man walking around campus at WWE with a briefcase that he's been holding since June or July, I think. And he has attempted to cash in and hasn't done so yet. So, there's two scenarios. There's a scenario that puts Damian Priest cashing in on this match and winning the World's Heavyweight Championship. That's scenario number one. Or scenario number two is that Drew McIntyre walks out of WrestleMania as the brand new World's Heavyweight Champion. So I'm allowed to have two predictions for one match, and I'll explain why later in the main event. Damian Priest cashes in and wins the championship. Or B, he doesn't cash in and Drew McIntyre wins the championship. That's my full prediction of that match. And by the way, let me just say that Drew McIntyre has been absolutely killing it on social media, on the mic, which, you know, with his whole player hater of the year thing. You know, he's really obsessed with just trolling. The constant trolling is just, man, this is probably his best non-in-ring work that he's been doing. A lot of character stuff that he's been doing
on social media and in vignettes. I know he did the funeral vignette this past Monday, you know. And again, it builds more interest in what he's doing. Because, you know, as much as stuff you can do in the ring, a lot of things you can do in vignettes can really make the fans care. So I'm glad that Drew's doing some incredible work, you know, on, you know, as far as the non-in-ring stuff. So that's my two predictions, prediction A and B for Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. We have Bayley challenging Io Sky for the WWE Women's Championship. And obviously there's the story going of Damage Control turning on Bayley. Then there was the question of whether Dakota Kai was going to, was going to be there for Bayley. Then, of course, she turns on her. So now Bayley's on the island by herself. Well, number one, I truly hope that Paramore does play Bayley to the ring. That needs to happen. And every fan of Bayley, you know, wants that to happen too. So let's hope that happens this weekend. But I think Bayley's going to walk out as the WWE Women's Champion. I think it was long overdue because she's been really doing her job as a veteran and just really putting a lot of the girls over and putting some quality matches, getting quality matches out of them and putting them ahead of herself. And she's a true veteran, ring general in there. She's so good at what she does. And I think this should be the company's way of really repaying her for all that she's done. One of the unsung heroes of the Pandaric / Thunderdome era was Bayley. Now we're going to move on to a little bit of a grudge match. Obviously, you have people attacking, you know, breaking into people's houses and getting arrested and all this. We have L.A. Knight, yeah, against the phenomenal one, AJ Styles. I think this is really going to be a match that it's not being talked about as much as some of the other marquee matches are concerned, but I think this is going to, they're going to cook, especially they're going to have a lot of time. I truly believe that this match could really be talked about for a while, if you get what I'm saying. And I hope that this match isn't the end of their feud. And I hope they can get some more mileage out of it. But I'm looking at right now LA Knight walking out of WrestleMania. Because this is his first WrestleMania. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking LA Knight walks out as the victor at WrestleMania against AJ Styles. And because he definitely deserves that. I mean, talk about a guy that had his back against the wall. I mean, they made him a manager coming to their main roster with Maximum Male Models. He was kind of like just floundering. You know what I mean? Just not having anything concrete. He was just a manager. I'm just like, this guy is so good in the ring. He should not be. And this is no offense to any wrestling managers, but I mean, this guy is good on the microphone, good in the ring. Why would you even waste a talent like that? So I'm glad that, you know, Triple H and the rest of the creative team were able to find something for him to do and be the best version of himself. So hopefully this one can really be a show stealer on night number two. Of course, we got the United States Championship match, triple threat match with the champion Logan Paul defending against Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. And I think this match can be utilized to really establish Logan Paul as a single star. You know, really, you know, highlight what he can do in there. And I think with some underhanded things, as he's been noted to do in quite a few of his matches, I could totally see Logan Paul retaining the United States Championship. That's right, retaining the United States Championship. And I think as you can build and build and build, maybe we can get an LA Knight Logan Paul match at SummerSlam. Just saying. Really give him a lengthy title run. You know what I mean? And, you know, get Logan Paul the title run that he needs. And then, again, drop it to a guy like LA Knight. Just saying. Now, we have a six-man Philly street fight between the Pride, consisting of Bobby Lashley, Angelo Dawkins, and Montez Ford, the Street Profits, versus the Final Testament with Karrion Kross and the Authors of Pain. Expect the unexpected. I mean, I want to see hockey sticks. I want to see baseball bats, the kitchen sink itself. Because we actually did see a kitchen sink at WrestleMania 13 at the Nation of Domination versus Ahmed Johnson and Legion of Doom Chicago street fight. Bring the kitchen sink. Bring it all. Bring the bathtub. I don't care. But I'm expecting just utter chaos. You know what I mean? Utter chaos for this match. But there is a button there. The Final Testament's going to win. And I think this is where the end of the Street Profits happen, unfortunately. I hate breaking up tag teams, but they've been leaving some Easter eggs out there for an eventual turn with Angelo Dawkins turning on Montez Ford. Watch this past Friday SmackDown and you'll know why. So that's my prediction on that. I think that to establish the Final Testament as a true faction, you know, I wouldn't have them lose at their first, you know, real major outing at WrestleMania. You figure Bobby Lashley's established, the Street Profits are established. Definitely got to establish this group, you know, in their dominance as far as what they can do. And as they begin to stack the deck up against a lot of baby faces, and then again, that eventual baby face can bring them down later, much, much later on down the road. So we'll see. Now it is time for the main event. For the undisputed WWE Universal Championship, Roman Reigns defending against Cody Rhodes. Now again, as I stated in the first match, there's scenario A and there is scenario B. Scenario A is that Cody finishes his story, wins the Universal Championship. This is going to be Bloodline rules, by the way. This will be Bloodline rules. And I think there's going to be outside interference. There's going to be all these other things happening. And Cody wins. But scenario number two is that Damian Priest cashes in Money in the Bank in this match to make it a triple threat match. Roman Reigns pins Damian Priest to retain the championship and continue this long reign of dominance as the Universal Champion. Thus, Cody Rhodes has to wait to finish his story, which I truly believe is going to be finished at an event at Madison Square Garden, which I am hoping Survivor Series will be at this year. That's my hope, but we'll see. That's scenario A and B for the main event. Cody wins throughout all the chaos and everything. He finishes his story. Or B, Damian Priest cashes in, and being that it's a triple threat match, Roman can pin anybody. Anybody can be pinned, and I think Damian Priest will get pinned so Cody doesn't get pinned. And thus, they can continue on with this story. That is my overall prediction for this year's WrestleMania. It was just announced last week that Meek Mill was going to be a part of WrestleMania in some way or fashion. And this past Monday, it was announced that Lil Wayne, Weezy F, baby, is going to be performing at WrestleMania. So we got to see Meek Mill and Lil Wayne at this year's WrestleMania, man. This is such a great, way to integrate, hip-hop, with pro wrestling. And there's a lot of hip-hop fans that love pro wrestling. I mean, heck, Wale Mania is happening. If you listen to this on a Thursday, Wale Mania is happening at the former Electric Factory down on North 7th Street in Philly. I'm not sure if tickets are still on sale or not. I don't know if they sold out completely. Yours truly will be there. And it's going to be a lot of wrestlers from all promotions that's going to be there. There's going to be a lot of rappers there too. Beanie Siegel being one of them, which I'm really excited to see him. So hip-hop and pro wrestling go hand in hand. You know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to seeing how this all pans out. But you know, before we get out of here, you know, like I said, this is like my fourth. Like, I can't believe, like, I still remember being 6 years old going to see WrestleMania 1 with my mom and my uncle at the Ritz Theater in Elizabeth, New Jersey, seeing that on closed circuit television because there was no pay-per-view at that time. And just the actual build-up for WrestleMania, you know, with obviously the Red and Yellow Man and Mr. T taking on Roddy Piper and Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. And you had Muhammad Ali as the special guest referee. You had Liberace as the guest timekeeper. You had Billy Martin, the former manager of the New York Yankees, as the special guest ring announcer. You had the world-famous Rockettes in the, you know, doing a performance. So, you know, WrestleMania, the first one, set the tone for what we expect, what we are experiencing today. So to be able to have seen all previous 39 of them, and now, you know, I will be attending the event this weekend at Lincoln Financial Field. I cannot wait to get there and experience this event live as it happens. And believe me, you know, if you're on the fence, you know, about, you know, going, whatever, you know, there's still tickets out there. Go check it out. Also, there's a ton of WrestleMania parties that's going to be happening. I know the guys at the Jobber Tears podcast, shout out to Sir Wilkins, who is the proprietor of Jobber Tears podcast and Jobber Tears Network. They're doing a WrestleMania party in New York and in Philly. If you go to at Sir Wilkins on Instagram and Twitter, you'll be able to see where those venues are, and there, you know, you can get, you know, get your tickets for that to watch those watch parties. I know AJ Francis, aka Top Dollar, he's doing a WrestleMania party, a watch party at the Sheraton where WrestleCon is. I know there's a watch party at 2300 Arena, formerly known as the ECW Arena. I know BPW, I think, is supposed to be doing that. Alpha Jr., shout out to Alpha Jr., who is he runs BPW. So, you know, there's a lot of watch parties out there. So do your research. You can go on the Google machine and check it out. You know, I mean, it's going to be a fun weekend for wrestling fans. But like I said, as I get out of here, you know, once again, you can see me tonight. This afternoon. The bell time is actually at 3 o'clock, y'all, at Monster Factories. We've been here. Because we have been here. Over 40 years, the Monster Factory has been in existence. But we have 12 matches signed, and I can't believe it's going to be so exciting. Former TNA World Champion Steve Macklin is going to be there. You know, the notorious 187 Homicide is going to be there. Shaza McKenzie is going to be. It's going to be so many people that's going to be competing on this card along with our Monster Factory roster. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, I urge you to do so. Go to monsterfactory.org. And if you can't make it, just subscribe to the world famous Monster Factory on YouTube, and you'll be able to watch it live as it happens. Again, it's at 3 p.m. bell time. Subscribe to the DLU podcast on all platforms, all of them: iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Deezer, TuneIn, and Apple Podcasts. And while you're on Apple Podcasts, make sure you give us a 5-star review of this podcast, especially when you listen to this episode and the previous one that are in the archives. You can listen to all the ones in the archives at thedlupodcast.com. All my social media, at The Real DT Lou, with the exception of Facebook, which is Derek T. Lewis official page. All my stores, Pro Wrestling Tees, it's pwt.derektlewis.com. There's also my Luciette Music Store, where you can get all my merch, shop.derektlewis.com. And my single, Espacion, with Angie Starrs, is streaming on all platforms, including the music video as well. Make sure you check that out. And I'm so appreciative for all of you who's been sticking with me, listening to the show every single week. You know, there is no DLU podcast without you guys. So I'm beyond appreciative for what you all continue to do and give me all of your support. Well, I'm going to get out of here. And as I always say, no matter what it is you do in life, always remember to make it count. See you next time.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.